ham?
We find ourselves fortunate to work in a space where we don't have to deal with dress codes. We're allowed to wear hats, flip-flops, stump stools, etc.
I don't wear my stump stool.
Pants?
It's not hanging around my neck like Flava Flav's necklace.
Maybe it should.
Yet.
Maybe it should, yeah. Clothing restrictions are the worst.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever want to wear work somewhere where you had to wear like a collared long sleeve shirt and slacks, stuff like that.
I'm not a slack man.
I'm good being poor and wearing whatever I want.
In elementary or high school, did you guys have dress codes? I think in RISD, we had starting like, I don't know, middle school, you had to tuck your shirt in and you're required to wear a lanyard.
Duncanville had very draconian rules. In high school, it was no logos on your shirt. Had to be a solid polo or long sleeve shirt. Could be black, white, or navy blue. Lanyard, and then you had to wear some kind of either khakis or dress pants, or you know, you could wear like Dickies pants, like that type of pant, and nothing like red or blue. Definitely couldn't have the gang colors of anything.
They couldn't have West Coast gang colors.
The real hardcore red kids would wear like the red shirt underneath
their collar shirt.
And my thought was always, if you were actually hard, you weren't coming to school. Yeah. Like you were not showing up for geometry class.
Getting my education.
We didn't have any kind of dress code in any elementary, middle school, high school. Now, if the requirement was to dress like Paul Wall, I would have been
compliant every
fine.
Single day.
Yeah.
If like it was grill and everything?
No, not grill, but, you know, big old tall T from Champs.
No old Monty.
Some Air Forces.
Some Iversons.
Have a Monty nice fade.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool.
I think ours mainly was not for, like, it was so, like, whenever, if there was, like, a school shooting or whatever, they could tell whoever the kids were because they had lanyards. And that's the reason why, though. It's like, they would tell you, like, hey, if somebody comes into the school, we're checking to see if they're wearing a lanyard or not. It's like, shouldn't you check to see if they have a gun or not first?
Do they not understand you can just buy a lanyard?
Right? I don't know. But, like I said, we are fortunate here that we don't have a dress code.
Maybe we should institute a dress code.
No.
A self-imposed dress code. Suits every day. A little more professional.
Blazer?
You have tried to make the blazer work. At our behest, and then we were the first to just kick you on it every time you wore it. Probably a jerk move on our part.
Oh, you kiss your boyfriend in that blazer?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though.
Think you're better than us?
Start rugging you?
Stuff you in a... No, we're not going to do that.
You feel hazed yet?
There is a line.
Feel hazed?
What is that hand motion
He's
you're
doing like
there?
The sigh thing. The Gungam style dance.
Like he's riding the horse.
Yeah, like he's riding a horse.
Except that's him pantomiming a broomstick.
You know. Churning butter.
Unfortunately, some other occupations don't have the same luxuries we do.
Yeah, like my other job, we absolutely have a dress code.
You have to dress up for your other job?
I mean, if you go into the office. I mean, luckily I'm a telecommuter now, but when I had to go into the office, for sure.
A U.S. judge had to resign. This happened in Missouri. Matthew, and I said it purposely that way, Missouri.
I'll just let it go, yeah.
Okay.
Matthew Thornhill, the longest-serving circuit judge in St. Charles County. It's spelled weird. This is in St. Louis. He served 18 years. His resignation shocked the entire Missouri court. His behavior led to a disciplinary commission, which demanded his suspension. His behavior. He would wear an Elvis Presley wig into court.
Yes.
All right.
So his bit was sometimes while court was in session, he would judge wearing the Elvis wig. He would also allegedly make random references to Elvis during court proceedings at all times.
Yeah, I don't know if I want an Elvis impersonator judging my life.
No, I I'd rather have the judge wearing the wig than my defending lawyer. Then I'd be real nervous.
Yeah, the lawyer would be a little different.
This guy's a hero. Why did he get fired?
On occasion, he would give litigants or witnesses the option of being sworn in while playing Elvis music on his phone.
All right.
On his phone?
Yeah.
He's got to hold the speaker side up so everyone can hear it.
Couldn't even bring a Bluetooth speaker
in. He puts it in
a
glass so that everybody can hear it. So I'm looking at an official picture of his. I'm assuming this is an official picture.
That
is,
yeah. Bill Nye.
He looks like Bill Nye, and he's got like a crazy paisley bow tie that he's wearing. So this guy, this guy likes bits.
You plead guilty or not guilty?
Well, that's what he looks like when he's.
Oh my God! He's got the biggest pompadour ever. It's like Johnny Bravo. Okay, I can see why you're trying. You know, he's trying to. Preside over a case where a guy's going to go to jail for life, and so, he's looking up there, and the guy's just going, uh-huh.
He would also refer to the singer occasionally during court proceedings, mentioning his date of birth or death or lyrics to his music. While the story doesn't particularly say what he said or would say exactly when he played Elvis songs, but if we can infer, and I don't know for certain if this is happening, I'm extrapolating here. If a witness would cry on the stand, he could, you know, retelling the story of how their grandmother was bludgeoned to death or something. Mm-hmm. He could have played Hound Dog for them crying all the time.
All right. So stupid.
If the defendant was found guilty, he could have played them Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah.
And if somebody wanted something stricken from the record, he could have played A Little Less Conversation. See, again, I don't know if he was actually doing that.
So I'm reading through the story here.
Just imagining some poor woman up there on the witness stand crying her eyes out. She witnessed a grisly murder.
The jury booth, there's not jurors in there. It's just a band. He signals to them and they start playing.
Just swinging his hips back and forth.
Guilty.
So in the New York Times article here, it says as follows. In a letter to the Missouri Supreme Court, Judge Thornhill wrote that his intention in wearing an Elvis wig and playing Elvis songs in court had been to, quote, add levity at times when I thought it would help relax litigants.
Sometimes we don't need levity.
Yeah,
I hate to say it.
It's the most serious of places. He goes on, I now recognize that this could affect the integrity and solemnity of the proceedings.
Yeah, a little bit.
I can definitely see why. Maybe if you were like a librarian or something, you know, or you work at Jamba Juice or something and you want to add some levity, it's fine.
Or like the once mentioned Mr. German, where he wear his full Marine regalia to home ec.
The official teacher of work in progress, Mr. German.
R.I.P.
Mr. Foreman, guilty or not guilty.
Yeah.
We find the defendant guilty of cutting the head off of 11... preschoolers,
but he's got the Elvis wig, the big sunglasses, and I assume he's doing the voice of like raise your right hand.
Gosh, yeah, what a bad bit.
Do some days he goes in as like young Elvis though, and then other days he's feeling
he's
end
all
of the road Elvis,
hopped up on oxys and can't poop.
How method is he going? Is he going with an undigested ham sandwich in his stomach?
Yeah, he's only eating peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Is thrown up there as a toilet, not an actual chair. And y'all are making the case to him, and he's just leaned over like he's passed out dead.
Got a full stone compacted in his belly.
Thank you.
How about that?
But yeah, I imagine he walks into the courtroom and does like the hip thing with his legs.
It's a bad bit. At first I thought you were just saying he dressed like him or like just his wig.
No, he's doing the full Elvis bit.
Yeah. Go impersonator is weird.
So the quote under the goofy picture of him with the bow tie says, this is his quote, Elvis was a super talent, Matthew Thornhill, a circuit judge in St. Louis, said. If I just had Elvis hair, I'd be unstoppable. What does that mean? Unstoppable hair?
You know what? I've said the same thing.
You're a judge. You already have authority over people.
I've said the same thing. If I just had Elvis hair...
The one thing you're...
I'd be a muser.
The leg, whatever. If you just had hair, though, Elvis hair.
Yeah.
I can't really deny it.
Or Don King hair.
Do we Now, we're all on the same white elephant team.
Indeed.
Elvis.
Do we all just need Elvis hair from 6 to 9 a.m. White Elephant Day? I don't think it would help us broadcast at all. Like,
no.
Like I don't think it's helping this guy be a better judge.
No, it actually sounds like it's working against him.
Yeah, it's actually cost him his job. Maybe we get fired because of it.
Are you trying to get fired, DJ? Yeah.
There's a judgeship open. Maybe I'll apply for this
judgeship.
Guy's...
Judgeship.
Yeah.
Judged him, sir.
You can't take off. You have too many gambling debts you owe.
Yeah,
that is
a
good
point.
You
need the steady paycheck.
I need every bit of work I can get.
In the past, he was also reprimanded and fined $750. This happened back in 2008 after he reduced charges for a woman after she offered him a baseball signed by Pro Football Hall of Famer Terry Bradshaw.
A baseball signed by him?
Which turned out to be fake. He denies taking the ball.
Boy, if that's your best bullet you've got to try to get out of punishment.
But it worked.
Like, at first, she's like, you know, putting some lipstick on, kind of...
Mashing together, yeah.
See that baseball you got there?
Oh, it's good on the baseball.
That's signed by old Bradshaw.
Baseball boy!
Weird guy.
Weird guy. Inappropriate, I would say.
And, yeah, you know what? In most cases, I'm like, yeah, I don't agree with dress codes. I think they're lame.
But if the guy's sentencing you to like life in prison,
the one spot where I'm like, okay, maybe be a little more buttoned up is in the court of law and you're dealing with people's freedoms and stuff like that.
It says his primary assignment is family court and conflict cases with other circuits. So you're trying to get visitation to your kids. Is that guy doing an Elvis impression right now?
Is that his real voice?
I don't think he's really locked in on the details of this case like he should be.
I don't think that's his real hair.
I'm 90% sure he's doing an Elvis impression. His bio says that he is a Republican, who's married with 7 children. Congrats on the sex. Loves Elvis, surfing, gardening,
sex?
Watching soccer.
7.
He should be fired for that.
Golfing with his children and running with his dog on the Katy Trail. They got a Katy Trail there too in St. Louis. Who knew?
Maybe it's in the ghetto. That's another Elvis song I can think of. It was in the ghetto.
What song is that?
In the Ghetto is the name of it.
Elvis has
a song about the
ghetto?
Yeah, I think it was... Before he realized I can't directly steal all the music from the...
Well, he kind of did.
From the black folks in the South. Maybe I should change the name of the
song. He was influenced by gospel music.
If we had more time, DJ and I would get into our sales pitch to Monty for our seed business. If you remember that from earlier this week.
I already forgot.
We're...
Must have been a good
athletes.
Well, we have time.
We have time
throughout the show.
Yeah, we can
get back into it later. All right. Thank you, Ham.